You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man, Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. How are you?
Well, of course, we're going to talk Wendy Williams today. We're also talking a lot of musicians, and music is my thing, so I'm excited to get to Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, Justin Timberlake, J-Lo, and we're even throwing in some reality TV stars like Farrah Abram. Lots to get to, but first, how you been? How was your weekend? Anything exciting?
My radio show had a little party at a bowling alley in Hollywood at Lucky Strikes, So I had a big event yesterday, so super fun. Had a good time. Saturday, I spent on the roof cleaning it off. So there you go.
I took my mom to go to a concert. We went to see Juanes, and we both love him. You know, he's never recorded in English, and it's wild because he can speak fluent English, and he's so talented. But you know what? His music, I actually don't think would work as well in English because he's kind of like an old school traditional rocker. I mean, maybe like the best comparison is John Mayer, and I don't know if a John Mayer type of male solo artist would be successful nowadays just because of the kind of music and the kind of artist.
Yeah, it's like, where is music? Yeah. It's all over the map. Yeah. I don't know.
It was an awesome show at the Palms at their Pearl Theater, which I love because it's kind of tiny, like 2,000 people. So It was good times. If you have not yet been curious enough to check out our Patreon, Just sign up for a month. And if you don't like it, you don't have to renew. It's as simple as that. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Everybody who does sign up loves it.
And can I say to the people that don't have it, it's not like it doesn't work exactly like this podcast does. If you set it up correctly, which is very simple to do, it'll just appear in your feed, just like this show. You don't need to go and get an app. You don't have to go to a special place to listen. You don't have to download something wacky. It'll show up exactly like this show. You just get more shows. That's all. That's the difference. And there is a message board if you want to join the community and talk about things. That's fun too. You don't have to do any of it though. It's just another show. It's basically $1.25 a week.
So thank you to everybody who has signed up already, and appreciate everybody who's going to sign up this week. All right, let's get to Wendy Williams. Enough chitty chat. I'm inclined to believe Wendy Williams' family. It's all so messy and murky with regards to her health and this two-part docu-event that premiered on Lifetime this weekend. Because, for example, a few days ago, last week, we were told that Wendy has dementia and aphasia, the same thing that Bruce Willis has been struggling with. However, Bruce Willis is 68 years old, and Wendy Williams is just 59. Then, on the doc, Wendy's son, Kevin Hunter Jr., says that she has alcohol-induced dementia, which I went to go Google after I saw that, and not a lot came up.
Well, it's made up.
That's what some people say.
Yeah, it's made up. I don't think that's a thing. Listen, alcohol can ruin parts of your body for sure. I don't think that that's a diagnosis. I think that's maybe him guessing how she got this. She drank herself to sickness, maybe.
No, he said the doctor told him that.
Mm.
And if I were to hear somebody say alcohol-induced dementia, I would think, oh, okay, well, if you stop drinking alcohol, like, will you get better?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is alcohol-induced dementia a real thing?
Well, dementia is a real thing and alcoholism is a real thing.
Yes.
Maybe if you had enough to drink, you've ruined things in your body. And I think that's kind of what he maybe was trying to say. He just has no idea how to say it.
Well, just a reminder, our number for anything we talk about, if you want to chime in, is 800-721-1185. Watching this docu-event, she's so far gone. I don't think there's any coming back. I wish her the best, but there's no way, I think, that she could ever host another TV show or a podcast. And this might sound really bad. Let her drink all she wants. If you're suffering from dementia, just fucking drink yourself to death if that's what you want, right? Like, what's the point of trying to keep somebody as healthy as possible? If they want to be drunk, let them be drunk. Like, she's that far gone. Like, watching the clips of her just struggling to be coherent. And her father, who's like in his 80s, is way more cognizant and clear than she is.
Well, if she has dementia, that makes sense. So is she drunk during this?
Oh, yeah. No. Worse. Not only is she... Okay, so a couple of things. Part of me thinks perhaps... Okay, two things. First, I do think she was taken better care of when she was with her family in Florida than when she's with her team and this guardianship in New York. And maybe her family, you know, her son, her niece, her nephew, her sister, agreed to go along with all of this and make sure that it comes to air to show the world how poorly she's being taken care of by her team in this guardianship. Because the arrangement and the guardianship is up for reassessment this year. So hopefully her money is protected and her son is able to care for her. Because it did seem like she was taken better care of with her son. She was going to the gym. She was going to the beach and doing things. And her son made sure she was not drinking.
Hmm.
Her team in New York, her new shady manager, her shady publicist, and this guardian not only lets her drink, and when Britney was in a conservatorship, those fuckers did not let her drink even fucking caffeine, okay? Remember, if you want to control somebody hard, you can. They not only let her drink, they let her vape. And I don't even know what the fuck was in her vape, but like clearly like something.
Yeah.
So... Am I contradicting myself, though, by saying...
Like, a little bit, yeah.
I did say, like, let her drink... But that should be, like, a family decision, you know? Like, the family should decide to let her drink whatever she wants or make sure she's taken as best care of as possible. I don't fucking know. It's all a mess.
I don't think drinking is... Listen, if you're suffering from some serious, real illness, I doubt drinking is the solution. So, or a good idea on top of that. You're just expediting death. Drinking is inherently not good.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Her former lawyer is speaking out, which I also think is shady. All of Wendy's people are the shadiest folks. You know, like,
yeah.
I get it. The lawyer is concerned for her well-being, but inherently, you know, a lawyer or a publicist, after you've been let go, should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
The lawyer was like, you know, when Wendy was with her family, literally what I said, when Wendy was with her family in Florida, she was taken better care of, and the lawyer has questions for this new team and yada, yada, yada. All right. The SAG Awards were this weekend, and a lot of meanies took to social media to call my dear Selena Gomez fat. How rude.
They actually wrote that?
Repeatedly.
People are mean. Okay, say it to your friends, fine. But, you know, to put your name next to a statement like that, you're just an asshole.
They worded it in different ways, but...
Yeah, okay.
like, a lot of people were like, is she pregnant? A couple of things. First, a reminder, if you've forgotten, Selena, she has lupus that she takes medication for. She also had to receive a kidney transplant. And if I remember correctly, somebody who receives a kidney transplant is on medication for just that the rest of their life.
Sure.
So lupus medication, the kidney transplant medication, and on top of that, she's been open about, I think it was bipolar. So she takes bipolar medication.
Really?
She said that she takes that as well. So she's on a lot of daily medication. Those pills cause people to gain weight, and it messes with your body while helping other areas. So not that I needed to say any of that, but you know, that could and does, I think, explain her appearance. Plus she's in her 30s now, and your metabolism changes and things change, and you know, like, people, chill the fuck out.
I don't care about any of that. I just don't think you should put your name next to any sort of comment like that online.
Well, you're social media naive then. Also, there was a cute Devil Wears Prada reunion and a cute Billie Eilish and Melissa McCarthy moment.
That was good. I actually saw that live. That was funny.
And I'm a SAG member and didn't give a fuck about watching. I just don't care. I didn't watch. Don't care.
This whole Hollywood, the celebration of itself for an entire season of patting themselves on the back. I mean, you know how much I love The Bear, and it wins everything. I am so sick and tired of these people. I'm tired of looking at them. I'm tired of them trying to find a new person to put on stage to congratulate themselves. It's just nauseating. And I know, don't watch, but you know, it's on social media. You see this stuff everywhere. It just, this industry, just enough. If you can blow yourself, great. It doesn't mean you have to constantly in front of everyone.
Well, I'm curious to see the numbers, because apparently award shows are up though. So maybe, you know, maybe people care still somewhat, but I don't care. I care more about, yeah, you guessed it, Taylor Swift. I know some of you are over her. If you're one of those people, fast forward. But a lot of people still care. And I was so pleased to see that at her show in Sydney, none other than Katy Perry was at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
That was pretty cool.
If you remember, the two of them used to be friends, and then they had a falling out because Katy hired some of Taylor's dancers who were on tour with Taylor, and she did not appreciate poaching the talent.
That's a weird reason to have beef with someone.
I mean, all of a sudden she had to replace a few dancers, and it created a headache for her from a friend. I understand it, you know, like, she could have hired anybody else, but instead she hired dancers that were on tour with her. She probably changed the rules since then, like making people sign a tour-long contract.
People make no money, and if somebody's going to pay you more to do something, somebody's going to do it. And I think when you grow up, you realize that. Like you said, put them all under contract and you don't have this problem.
Yeah, and I'm sure she also pays her dancers way more now, because she's that was the beginning of her, towards the beginning of her career, but now she's like fucking Taylor Swift, you know? There's no way anybody would leave her tour now to to go on tour with anybody else.
Just seeing what the truckers got themselves for, you know, hauling her shit around the world.
No, not even just the truckers. Everybody got a huge bonus. Taylor wrote a song about Katie. It was a big hit, Bad Blood. And then along the way, Katie literally extended an olive branch, sending an actual olive branch to Taylor Swift.
An olive tree or just the branch?
Yeah.
Why would you send someone a branch? You can't do anything with that. A tree you could plant.
It's symbolic. Okay.
That's stupid.
I think it was cute. It was cute. Anyways, Taylor accepted it. Katie and her made peace. She was in Taylor's You Need to Calm Down music video. But they never really were friends like they were in the past.
Yeah.
It's hard to really rebuild, but at least there's no bad blood anymore. And it was nice to see Katie at the show. And of course, they took a photo and she was next to Travis, and Travis was at the show and they were all in the VIP tent. And if you were asking yourselves, what the fuck is Katy Perry doing in Australia at a Taylor Swift concert? One of the ways she makes the most money is doing private gigs. A billionaire hired Taylor Swift to do a private concert in Melbourne. So before she went to go do her private show, she went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Wow.
If I had to put a price tag on it, I would guesstimate that to hire Katy Perry to perform at a private concert, $3.5 to $4 million.
I would say $1 million and they cover all your flights.
Well, obviously all of that, but no, more than that, because she could.
You think?
I mean, I guess it all just depends on how much an artist could play by doing one show. And I think she could make around $1 million doing a concert. So it would have to be way more than that. I'd say 3.5 was my.
I mean, yeah, and if you have that kind of money on top of it, you don't care. Yeah, we'll give you 3. What do we care? We have 3 million.
My guess is 3.5.
I think that's a bit high.
Maybe you can bargain Katy Perry down to 2 million. She's got the hit. She's worth it, I think. But yeah, it was cute to see Travis there. And of course, Taylor changed the lyrics to Karma. Karma's the guy on the Chiefs. But people were making a big deal over the fact that Travis Kelce was just in Australia for 2 days and a change. And then he flew back to the U.S. to go party in my new hometown of Las Vegas. I don't give a fuck. Like, I think it's sweet.
Are we supposed to give a fuck?
A lot of people were like, why is he leaving to go party? He should have stayed with his girlfriend.
Because he's with his teammates. They won the Super
Bowl. Exactly. They won the fucking Super Bowl.
People are stupid. What can I tell you?
I think that was silly and upsetting, unethical. And not surprising is the British media misrepresenting what happened in Las Vegas. And I'm going to take it a step further. I would bet good money, since we're in a gambling town, that they hired hot chicks to try and get near Travis.
Oh, yeah.
They were luring temptation his way.
Well, I was thinking this the other day, and I bet you it happens because, like you said, British tabloids and how much money there is on it. But I bet you there's like a Travis booty bounty where.
Oh, yeah.
If you
can
prove you fucked Travis Kelce, someone will give you $1 million. I'm sure it's out there. Someone will pay you to fuck him just so they get the story. And we'll get some hit songs out of it, too, which is cool.
But he and Patrick Mahomes were on their very best behavior. I poured, so you didn't have to. I poured over all the video from the entire weekend, and they would steer clear of thirsty tigers. You know, they would turn their backs on, and these girls were being aggressive, like trying to get near them.
They just want to get in a picture. There I am. Look at me.
Yeah, but they, you know, they've got a wife and a girlfriend that, you know, so appearances matter. They don't even want to give the illusion of any impropriety. So
these hookers don't care.
Kudos to those two for being able to get your drink on and not fucking up.
It's the first time they're together alone without their wives. It's not their first day. You know, if they wanted to do things, they would just go into a suite where there's no cameras.
Good point. I'm good, but I missed the mark that the new Jennifer Lopez album would not debut in the top 10 of the Billboard album chart.
Right.
Do you want to guess around where it's going to land its debut week?
I don't know what it's up against.
Coming in at number one, based on the projections, an artist I've never even fucking heard of. Yeet. Have you heard of Yeet?
No.
Yeah. The number one album, beating Kanye, coming in at number two. Morgan Wallen coming in at number three. Noah Kahan, number four. SZA, number five. Taylor Swift, number six and number seven. Drake, number eight. Taylor Swift, again at number nine. 21 yeah. Savage, coming in at number 10.
I don't need to hear the whole chart. Just tell me where she is.
28.
28. Wow.
She did so much press. She performed on Saturday Night Live. She did the morning shows. She had a special on Apple Music, plus the movie on Amazon Prime, and it's debuting at 28. That's painful and embarrassing. Streaming is fucking free. If you're a fan, you could listen for free just out of curiosity to check it out. People could not even be bothered to stream it for free. 28.
Well, in her defense and everybody else's defense, the chart is so weird and not correctly assessed, put it that way. I mean, the actual, like, a digital download, which, by the way, who downloads fucking music? Who? Name one person you know that downloads music still.
Well, to her credit, some of her hardcore fans did buy the album.
No, but that's with anybody. But the thing is, let's just say Morgan Wallen. His fans, they might be older and country people and don't even understand fucking streaming. They may have downloaded it. But the weight that a download carries is almost that of an album. The whole math is all screwy, but 28 is 28 is still 28.
Yeah.
This isn't like we're bitching over third place versus first place where I could really whip out this fucking argument. I can't. 28 is fucking 28. Oh my God.
Bless. All right. More music related news. Speaking of Selena Gomez earlier, she released a much anticipated and hyped new single called Love On. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of shit.
I wasn't going to go that far. I thought you were going to say it's okay or something like that. I didn't know you were going to go piece of shit.
That's exactly why it's a piece of shit. It's so mediocre. It's painful. It's so average. It's not bad, but it's so mediocre that it's bad. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. I mean, I can't actually disagree with that because I listened to it, I think Friday night, and I was just like, you know, I always say it, everything sounds exactly the same from a lot of music that comes out now. And it's just everything's produced the same, but it doesn't even have like a
personality
or warmth.
Nothing. It's so bland.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a demo that someone gave to her and said, hey, punch this up and maybe there's something here. It sounds like the fucking demo that like a person like me would have done to give to an artist. It's just terrible.
But and it sucks because for a long time there, for many, many years, she was consistently releasing bops and creative and not even just up-tempo songs like that ballad, Lose You to Love Me. That's a great song. That actually went to number fucking one. They went to number one.
But you're right. There are some really great pop songs along the way. And look, I've never thought she's the greatest vocalist. I've seen her in concert. I don't even think the show's that great, but there's still some zip there. There was something. This is just flat line.
She had so many great songs. Like that one album of hers that had so many hits, the Killing With Kindness, Hands to Myself.
Oh, yeah,
that was her best album.
I mean, Love Song to me is still one of the greatest pop songs. I love you like a love song, baby. To me, that is seriously one of the greatest pop songs ever done. You wouldn't even think the same person did it.
I know. And then she was doing some experimental pop, which I also liked, like that Bad Liar song. That was
cool. I love that.
I
know. With the talking heads, the doom, doom, doo. And you're right. That's experimental. But I thought it was very cool.
Oh, it was
cool.
So cool.
It showed like artistic like integrity something.
No, I fucking loved it. And now the last song, the single soon, I'll be and then now this fucking Love On, like it's just I don't get it. Like
she needs better people around her. I mean, she's with Benny Blanco, for crying out loud. The guy knows how to make songs. I mean, you'd think he'd go, hey, this fucking sucks, let's go back in and see if we can find something better. You don't want to put this out.
Well, she's not the only one that released new music. Well, not the full version, but her former Disney peer, Miley Cyrus, released a teaser for a new song with Pharrell called Doctor. And I can't wait to hear the whole song. I could tell by the fucking teaser, that's going to be a hit.
It's good.
It's a hit. I could just tell.
Yeah.
It's a hit. I can't wait for the full song.
You know, Miley, when the album came out, I've always been meaning to bring this
that
up.
That last album sucked.
Yeah, except but no, there was a song on it about, like, her going through her years.
Oh, that was released after. I liked that one.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't even on the album. It wasn't on the album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I liked that one.
I wish I could remember the name of that. That's a great song.
Yeah, it was like an Adele ripoff song. I liked it, though. That was a good song.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Which made no sense.
Because it's better than anything on the album. I just assumed that was on the album.
No.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Go back and put it on the album.
Yeah. Also, Justin Timberlake released a new song called Drown. Now, I liked Selfish. A lot of people didn't.
Yeah, it was okay.
Drown, though. Drown me. Drown me.
Not in a good way.
The album's gonna flop. I'm calling it now. Yeah. There's no hit single. And though I liked Selfish, a lot of people didn't. And then the next taste you give people is this, like, once again, like Selena Gomez, it's not a bad song. It's just like it's an album track. After Selfish underperformed, he needed to come out with the best he had.
Well, I think the album is done, and I think that it's exactly that. Everything's going to be mediocre because, to your point, you should have started with something that everyone around you or professionals could look at each other and go, yeah, this is something special. And he's clearly knows how to do that. He's done that many, many a time. So I kind of had a feeling that this was going to be a flat era. But Man of the Woods, I'll go back to it again. Stiff album. The whole album was a stiff. No. So,
oh, well. He's still going to be a good touring act.
You're right.
Julie Ann Gorgi, a Patreon supporter, asks, what is going on with Britney Spears? Very quickly, I'm happy to report that she's mostly been laying low, been posting relatively non-alarming videos on social media.
Non-alarming.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm hearing one of the reasons that she's been laying low and we haven't been hearing much from her is she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
There's conflicting reports, though. One, I'm hearing that she's still dating that houseworker. And another one I'm hearing, she might be dating this model dude, but that's not confirmed. Don't know, but it's plausible. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny kicked off his new tour and a lot of people were making a big deal over the fact that it was not a sold out concert. He started his tour in Utah. His audience, the people that are going to go see Bad Bunny in concert, they're primarily Latinos. Utah.
There are six.
Yeah. And the six Latinos that are in Utah are probably Mormon, and they're not going to go to a Bad Bunny concert. So the fact that it was mostly sold out but not fully sold out did not bother me.
If he would have did it in L.A., he could have probably done SoFi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's that big. And I get it. There's pockets of places, and people have to understand that where your audience isn't.
Exactly. Then he came to Vegas, and a lot of people were upset that he did something different for the Vegas show. He brought a horse out for one of the songs. Y'all, so long as the horse is not mistreated, does not fucking bother me, okay? Right. Like,
I was waiting for the hook. I thought, like, and then they cut its head
no,
off.
No, that's it. Just the fact that there is a horse. Animals should not be used for entertainment.
Shut up.
If you're not mistreating the animals, I have no problem.
A horse probably has a good life.
Also, speaking of Bad Bunny, his ex-girlfriend, Kendall Jenner, is now officially back with Devin Booker, the NBA star, and things went from 0 to 100 with them. They picked up right where they left off. Kendall, even though he plays for the Phoenix Suns, he had an away game against the Dallas Mavericks, and Kendall went to Texas to hang with him and spend time together. So congrats on that. An update on that Alec Baldwin tragedy where a cinematographer was killed on the set of his 2021 Western film. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors in Arizona are now alleging that the armorer, that young woman, was high on cocaine.
Well, they partied the night before, and she was wasted the night before. Apparently, and I read into this, people walked off because of safety concerns. They said, this is wrong. Everything about this is bad. So you had less people that were even supposed to be there. How someone doesn't step in and say, can we take a look at just the weapons, just in case. It's crazy. Like, somebody's going to have to take the fall for this. The story gets worse. Look, I mean, it started from an accident that you're thinking, it could be innocent enough.
No, now it's reckless. She was high on coke.
Gross negligence.
Some reality TV news to end things today. Mm-hmm. Brandi Glanville is threatening to sue Bravo and Andy Cohen, and it's a bunch of hot air. You know, she's upset with how things went down, but I read this lengthy letter that her lawyers sent Bravo. Mm-hmm. What are her fucking claims? She's threatening to sue over what? They don't specify. Like, what are you going to sue over?
Right.
Sexual harassment.
What's your beef?
Sexual harassment. Like, Andy Cohen did not sexually harass her, okay? Andy Cohen joked that he was going to hook up with a Bravo cast member and FaceTime her. Listen, is that workplace inappropriate? Sure. Is that sexual harassment? No. Okay?
It's a reality show.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've signed something to the effect of, it's a reality show and people are going to say things that might hurt your feelings. I'm sure it's in their contract.
But Andy's not on the reality show. He's an executive
still
there.
In the whole world of things, this is frivolous and stupid.
It's so dumb. A few of our Patreon, so people are interested. They want to know if you have any updates on Love is Blind or Traitors.
Guys, Traitors is such a phenomenal show. I wish you would just commit the time to watch and start, you know, tweeting about that instead of the other dumb shit you're tweeting about, because it is so good. And there's this, there's a woman on it this season. She's got an odd name, like a Phaedra or...
Oh, Phaedra.
Phaedra. Phaedra. That's it. And she is just, and once again, I'm done. So I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. She's so good. She's such a games player. Like, she's done such an excellent job, and she's what everyone's talking about online.
Wait, I think she also was on Celebrity Big Brother US.
Ugh. Oh yeah?
Lucky bitch.
She just has just the resting bitch face that just cuts through everyone, and she's a really great competitor. So still loving that show. That show is, I mean, it's already huge, but it's teetering on, like, people are really going to start, like, paying attention soon and watching. It is so, so incredible.
Stop talking about it. I'm still salty they don't want me. Anyways.
They will want you. Just stop being a dick about it.
I'm not being a dick. I'm not being a dick about it.
Listen to me. You're perfect for the show. Your people, all they need to do is send a copy of Celebrity Big Brother or any press that surrounded when you did it over in Britain. And I'm telling you, they'll hire. You're perfect for the show. I am telling you, you could be on the show, but it's so good. It's made for you. I would love to see how you would play this.
All right.
Because there is an element of acting.
I'm over it.
Just stop.
I would do it. We don't need to keep talking about it, though. Let's give a thank you to some new people who signed up over the last week to our Patreon. Really appreciate you. Thank you, Annie M. Annie M.
Oh, no, that's Annie. I actually called Annie. Annie has called many times. She's from, where's she from? Like, northeast somewhere.
She only just this week signed up for Patreon?
So she, for whatever reason, her credit card expired and she tried to put it, like, back up and couldn't get back on. So called her Saturday night. I just, like, well, I got her number. So I fucking called her. So I was talking to Annie and I just said, why don't you just put another email address in? She's like, oh yeah, I never thought of that.
Okay. Well, thank you to Nicole Anthony, Nessa Chavez. Nessa signed up for the entire year. So she pledged for the entire year. Thank you, Nessa Chavez.
Damn.
And Katie Herrera and Danielle and Maria Montse Cardenas and Scandal to New York. And Abby Lane and Mike Carroz and Brittany Ison. Wow. And Haley Miller. Thank you all. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. And Marley Davis. Thank you.
By the way, I saw on the message board, and you didn't know about it. You don't know about Miss Peaches?
No. What are you talking about?
So it was on the message board. Someone's like, have Booker talk about Miss Peaches. And you were like, huh? And I'm like, I'll talk about it on the show. Do you know who Dave Portnoy is?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's, you know, the head of Barstool. Mm-hmm. And he and his girlfriend, I guess, broke up. And the guy's stupid rich. Like, he made $1 million bet for the Super Bowl and won. Like, this guy's got more money than God. And I've never, to be completely transparent, I've never been a huge fan of like the stuff he does. Like he does a one bite pizza thing, just cool gimmick, whatever, but really not my thing. Anyhow, so the guy's got all this money, and for whatever reason, this shelter in Georgia had this dog named Miss Peaches, and she's an older pit bull, and her picture online was the most pathetic thing you've ever seen in your life, and she was a part of a hoarding situation, and he did the sweetest thing in the world. He adopted this older pit bull dog, and her name's Miss Peaches. So Miss Peaches, of course, has an Instagram now, and it, like last check, she's got like 500,000 people after a couple of days, and Miss Peaches is great, and he just shoots her, and Miss Peaches, and he talks like that, and Miss Peaches like eats his hat. Miss Peaches got a new puppuccino the other day, but everyone online is talking about Miss Peaches and how darling she is, and I salute him and I say thank you, because he also got some like sweatshirts and merch made for Miss Peaches, and it all 100% goes to back to the dog rescue places. So I just think it's so admirable that he's doing that. So I wanted to give, you know, him a shout out and everybody that's thinking about adopting a pet. And Miss Peaches is just just follow her on Instagram for a minute. I think you'll get a good kick out of it if you like pets.
I still don't really care for him, but good on him.
It's a good watch.
All right. Well, Farrah Abram has gotten people talking again. We spoke about this a few months ago, like less than a year ago. Her daughter, Sophia, just turned 15 years old. And to celebrate her 15th birthday, she took her to get even more piercings. She's already got a bunch of piercings and, you know, good on her. She went to go get her tongue pierced and a dermal piercing in her lower back. That means through the skin.
Ooh.
And a lot of people had some strong opinions on that. And I'll just say what I say every time we talk about something like this. Not my kid. And if it was my kid, they would not be fucking going on my watch to get a fucking tongue piercing or dermal piercing. That's for fucking sure.
The thing is, the kid's going to regret this someday and going to wonder, like, where the fuck was the parenting in my life? Because dermal piercing, like that's how far down, like we've run out of things to pierce.
I mean, at least it's not tattoos, you know, at least it's not permanent, right?
I guess.
Let's take some calls.
Booker, this is Annie from New Hampshire.
There's Annie.
All right. Well, I'm glad you spoke to her.
Annie's all good. She's back on.
Annie's Facebook. Okay.
Booker, hey, Perez. Elle from Jersey, who calls too much.
You do.
Calling about Machine Gun Kelly's blackout tattoo. And Booker, I think you're right that all that ink does send your body into shock. So when I got my tattoo, I have a pretty decent sized piece on my back that I've done a few times. And the first time I was warned to take it easy that night because your body just absorbed a shit ton of ink. And it's like a 4-hour session. So I also think the misconception is you're assuming that he had this done in one shot and he would die from probably that much ink.
It's got to be multiple sessions just because of the time it would take to do it. But still,
he didn't do it over months. You know, it was multiple sessions over a short period of time, I think.
Maybe, who knows? But still, even if it is, it's completely covered. Oh, God, it just gives me the willies.
He showed up at this Latino awards show last week and performed with Don Omar, this the Spanish language classic, Danza Corduro a Media Vuelta.
He was with them?
Yeah, it was so random, but I liked it. That was cool.
It was good? All right, yeah.
I'm not even a Machine Gun Kelly fan, but look, I can be objective about everyone. That was cool. And did you see that one video of Taylor Swift bringing up that little girl who's battling brain cancer? I was crying so hard.
I think I cried a bit. It was so, so sweet just seeing that girl and her just waiting for Taylor to come. Ugh. I mean, I get emotional thinking about it. It was so, so sweet.
And then afterwards, you know, that little girl clearly is already going through it and obviously getting treatment. And it took so much effort for her to be there. Like she was literally out of breath. And it was so beautiful. She may have a lot of haters, but I will always love Taylor Swift.
It's a beautiful moment. I mean, look it up online anywhere. It's so good.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Booker, hi Perez. This is Shannon from Miami, and I'm calling, also Patreon supporter. I'm calling regarding to Monday's show and making a correction to something Perez mentioned.
Uh-oh.
And that was that the royal family doesn't have surnames. It's actually not true. The surname is Mountbatten Windsor.
No, she's wrong. She's wrong.
Thought really, really.
Let's hear her out.
That Prince Philip fought really, really hard for and was declared in 1960. And both Archie and Lilibet were born the surname Mountbatten Windsor. And it was something that was very, very important to Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip. So the fact that they have essentially dropped that surname, he's probably rolling over in his grave. So, you know, whether or not you like Harry or Meghan or not, I just wanted to make that correction.
It's not. You're wrong. The extended British royal. I think I said that the senior royals are the ones that don't have last names, like the main ones. And in my opinion, you know, Prince Harry is the king's son. Well, and that's still accurate. When Prince Harry was born, he was not born with a last name. And that's all that I was saying. So yes, when his children were born, they were given last names. But my assessment that the senior royals in the UK don't have a last name.
Well, you just said they didn't have last names. Then I asked you if they had last names and you said no. But now you're saying they did have last names. So that's, I think, what she's trying to tell you.
Well, what I did say, I know that I did say the senior royals.
Remember, I asked because I was like, they don't. You're like, no, they don't. And then you explained it. She's just saying you explained it wrong.
Her explanation was also wrong. Just to clarify, Prince Harry, Prince William, King Charles, they don't have last names. All the other family, they have last names.
Okay.
There we go.
I don't care. Good
right.
for them.
So I guess we're both wrong then, right?
I didn't know in the fucking first place.
I did not explain myself that well.
800-721-1185. That is our phone number. And of course, join us on Patreon. We'll do this again on Thursday.
Appreciate you all. Have a good week.
Take it easy.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.